Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in today. First off, if you tuned into the show last night, I've got to apologize to you. Rodeo fans, I was so off course at the beginning of our show yesterday. Man, I'll tell you what, I went back and listened to the replay yesterday, and it was just crazy. I don't know how y'all fans could tune in and keep up with me. But, you know, I was so excited about what was going on and what we have going on for Making 8, I couldn't help myself. So, you know, we're still learning through the whole process. And, you know, shoot, we couldn't ask for better fans. You guys are the absolute greatest. The feedback that I'm getting from y'all and what you guys are doing to help us and support Making 8, you know, y'all are all part of the team. Y'all are my boss, and y'all are telling me what y'all want, which is great, and we're doing our best to bring it to you. We've got a lot of things in store coming up. We got our contest underway. We're currently past part two of our three-part contest, so you've got to tune in. If you hear the siren, you got to be the eighth person to email the correct answer to the question. The question was, we gave it out last night, where was the first recorded PBR event held and who won it? So you guys, we gave you the answer last week in our show. Hopefully you guys have been tuning in to the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows as well as our Back on the Ranch shows, and you're up to speed on that. You got to be the eighth person to email the correct answer to contest@pbrbuiltfordtough.com. We're going to be posting it on Facebook, posting it on Twitter. As soon as the alarm sounds, it's going to be posted. Y'all have got to get over, be the eighth person, and you got two great prizes coming. So we got some PBR stuff to talk about. We got some bull riding stuff to talk about. We've even got some special guest callers on our show today. So rodeo fans, don't go anywhere. We're going to take our first break. And you know what? This week, we're really supporting our veterans. Instead of Veterans Day, it is on Thursday, we're celebrating Veterans Week. We're going to support our men and women of the armed services. I want to thank them for what they do. And we got a lot in store. It's going to be a great show. You know, we really enjoy all the guys tuning in. As a matter of fact, we've got military guys tuning in to Making8.com to check out their rodeo information right here. They're able to get it. And, you know, it's the World Wide Web. So we want to open up the phone lines to you, the fans. If you guys want to send some support, send some troops a big shout-out. If you've got friends or family that are serving, want to say hey to them, hey, get on the phone and give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we're also in the chat room. Jay Lay, I see your comment there about me being fired. But, hey, you know what? I got something for you, buddy. You wait till Tampa. We got something in the works for you. But, all right, rodeo fans, we got to take a first break, and our first break is definitely brought to you by our armed forces. You've got to get out and thank these guys. If you see them walking down the road, you see a guy wearing a, you know, wearing a military hat or something, walk up and shake his hand and say thanks for serving our country. Now, With today being the 8th of November, I found no more fitting song leading into Veterans Week right here on MakingAid.com than this next one. How about a little Big and Rich? Something to think about here on a Veterans Week Monday on MakingAid.com. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Chris Christopherson. On November 8, 1965, the 173rd Airborne Brigade on Operation Hump, War Zone D in Vietnam, were ambushed by over 1,200 VC. 48 American soldiers lost their lives that day. Severely wounded and risking his own life, Lawrence Joel, a medic, was the first living black man since the Spanish-American War to receive the United States Medal of Honor for saving so many lives in the midst of battle that day. Our friend Niles Harris, retired 25 years United States Army, the guy who gave Big Kenny his top hat, was one of the wounded who lived. This song is his story. Caught in the action of kill or be killed, greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for a friend.
Few men left standing that day on the edge of nowhere. 19 in green with a new M16, just doing what he had to do.
Tuning in to us right here on Making8.com, no doubt about it. It is the 8th of November right here today, and we are really thanking our vets out there for what they do. Want to let you all know that the phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you want to jump on here and talk with us, send some shout-outs to some of those veterans or, you know, some of your friends or family that may be tuning in overseas. We've got a lot of them tuning in right here on Making8.com. And, you know, that kind of reminds me, last night was our biggest show we've ever had, and I cannot thank you, the fans, enough. This has been great. Want to thank PBR Get Tough, Dave, doing a fantastic job helping support us. And without your support, we could not be where we are right now. And definitely want to thank y'all. Want to let you know that, you know, if you want to help us out, get out there and spread the word about us. We're going to have more contests. We're going to get you some better broadcasting. We're going to do some fun things and get you guys directly involved. And, you know, that's what it's about right here, is getting you, the fans, closer to the sport that you love so much. And y'all are the best fans that anybody could ever have. You really are, and we definitely appreciate you. So with that being said, we're going to start off and kick things off. Now, Brendan Clark's show is going to be coming up tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Everybody all got your your planner set and got your reminder set to get out there and tune into his show? I definitely hope so. He's going to have a couple guests on his show tomorrow night, and we've actually got one on the line here with us. We're talking about a guy that actually lives down the road from Brendan. Met this guy last year in Las Vegas, and I don't know if he even really remembers it too well, but we had a great time with him, and he's going to talk a little bit about what he's got going on. So we're going to bring in Mr. Austin Whitmore. Austin, you with us?
Hey, what's happening, Scott?
Not much, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, not much, and I do remember that night. About, 12 of us packed into Ross Hill's limo?
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. You know, that limo, I think, was only set to hold about eight people, and
that's
we actually had 16. We had 16 people in that limo.
Yeah,
yep,
about
that
three
was the
across
count.
Everyone's lap in the front seat.
Oh, man.
Good
and
times.
You know what? Yeah, oh, yeah, it was really good times. Matter of fact, the wife and I, we had just renewed our vows that night. You talk about a crazy time.
Yeah, that was
a lot of fun. A lot of fun. So, hey, also, tell us about what you got going on, man. What's the dealio?
Well, pretty much I started Cowboy Fresh earlier this year, and it's a place where you can go and find the hottest, freshest cowboy and cowgirl apparel. Whatever's hot, whatever's new on the market, it's a place to find it. And been working with Brendan a little bit, and he called me on Friday and invited me over to I guess co-star his show or be a guest on his internet radio show, and we're just going to talk a little bit about what I got going on, what's in the future, and yeah, pretty much. Then I'm bringing on Brendan Clark's gear pretty soon. I've been selling a little bit of his stuff at some of the booths that I have at rodeos and PBRs, and it's been doing pretty well, so I'm going to add that to my website.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, I'll tell you what, the fans sure are craving a lot of that Brendan Clark stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We all like the J.B. Mooney stuff, and you know, we certainly like Cowboy for Life. I mean, that's some really that's like the new age, the fresh bull riding gear, man.
Exactly.
And you see a lot of the bull riders wearing it. It's great. So what is your website?
Cowboyfresh.com.
Cowboyfresh.com. Right on. So y'all get over there and check out cowboyfresh.com.
Here, I'll put a link on here real quick.
Yeah, right on, man. Make sure you do that. We've actually got a couple more callers calling in. Austin, you got a second to kind of jump on here with us and see if
we can get
with some of these guys. All right. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Hello.
Or is
Hello.
He?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear
Hello.
Me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who we got out there?
This is Donna Davis.
Well, Mr. Don Davis, how are you, sir?
No, not Mr. Don Davis. Come on now. This is Donna.
Donna, I apologize. Wow. It is a, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, we're having some static here. I'm on my Bluetooth, so, you know, it's kind of hard of hearing. But how are you?
I'm fine. It's probably that Florida gator in you that's got you.
Oh, don't start giving me a hard time about the Gators there, Miss LSU. And I know y'all had a good game yesterday against those Tide guys.
Yes, we did.
So what can we do for you here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show?
Well, I wanted to either get a couple of those shout-outs to my military people.
Absolutely.
I got a niece and a nephew that are over in Korea, Johnny and Lynn Corlew. And I've got a church friend of ours that's over in Afghanistan, Rob Ingram, and another good friend that's in England, Rob Robertson.
Okay. Well, hopefully they're tuning in to Making8.com and they're listening to our lunch hour shows. I don't know what time it is over there where they're at, but, you know, we sure appreciate what they've done for us and what they continue to do for us day in and day out.
Well, as I talked to you earlier, I've got a list of a whole bunch of them that it's fixing to go out to them. So if they're not listening today, they will be within the next 2 days at least.
Yes, ma'am. Right on. Well, we sure appreciate it, Ms. Donna. And I do apologize for calling you, Don. We're just shortened it up there. That's all.
I'll have to tell you a story offline about that. So it's not a problem.
All right, it sounds good. Well, you know what? We also want to thank you for your service. You know, if any of y'all know Donna and you have her on your Facebook or your Twitter, you know that she's also in the military, was in the military. She works for the military. She still works for Uncle Sam. And, you know, we sure appreciate what you've given us and what you've been able to do for us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I enjoy it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll tell you what. Take care of yourself, and God bless. Enjoy the day.
All right, you too.
All right. Well, I don't know. You know,
that went well, Scott.
Yeah, I hear you. I thought they were calling in to talk about, yeah, and actually, I apologize. It's actually a California number. That's it. That's the only reason why I thought. I thought, well, shoot, man, maybe we got some, you know, some fans over there. But that's all right. Cowboy Fresh, let's talk about it. Tell us more about what you guys have coming up. I know you guys said that, or you said that you were looking to do some, sell some of Brendan Clark stuff on your website. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some links set up there on Making8.com.
Yes, Making8. Yeah, so the biggest thing I sell is Cowboy for Lifeline that a good buddy of mine, Stephen Snow, started. And it's called CFL Clothing, Cowboy for Life, Cowgirl for Life. Cowboy Fresh is the biggest distributor of CFL clothing. And if anyone is looking to carry it in their store, website, boutique, anything, you can contact me. And CFL has 5 new men's shirts coming out this week. And let me tell you, they're hot. I mean, there's one shirt on there that can compete with any major clothing company. I'm talking Hurley, Hustler, anything. So I'm pretty excited about that and what it's going to bring us. We're going to make a big splash at the NFR this year. There should be about 5 or 6 companies throughout the three shopping centers there, the Mandalay, the Sands, and the Convention Center. So CFL be there with the splash, definitely.
Right on.
And,
now,
yeah.
I've seen some of your pictures up on your Facebook. You guys also have guys that do some leather works and things like that, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Tell us about them.
A buddy of mine, GW Leather out of Fresno, he does some leather work, and he's been helping me out, and so we've been doing some cross promoting. He sells his leather on my website, and all custom made, all made to order. So yeah, if any orders there, just send them right over, and we'll get you some custom GW leather.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, but I'm gonna interject here for a second. We're gonna get off task. Jaylay, I'm sitting here reading your comments here, buddy. He's posting, I don't know if you're watching it here often, but he's posting these funny little comments up about our new logo and things like that. Did you see him?
I didn't.
No? Okay, you'll have to go check him out. But this guy is a character, man. He just thinks he's a comedian. I don't know what he does for a living, but I'll tell you what, Jaylay, you keep it up, buddy. We got something in store for you. What did you say? You're a You're a bullfighter? No, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Yeah, you are in trouble, Jaylay. He's over here posting comments now like he's in trouble because he slipped up. But, yeah, he's got something coming for him. You know, he's been hounding Brendan Clark, too. We can't get rid of this guy. I mean, he's everywhere, you know. I think there's rumors floating around that Jaylay carries a cardboard cutout of Brendan and takes him to movies and places like that so he can be seen in public with Brendan Clark. So
he doesn't seem like a loner everywhere he goes?
Exactly. I think that this Joker has got, I mean, you know, he's got a, I seriously foresee a restraining order coming against him here real soon from Brendan because I think he's got a crush on him. My new nickname for him is Brendan's Buckle Bunny. So that's Jaylay's new nickname. But we love you, Jaylay. I appreciate you, man. Anyways, back to Austin here. Listen, buddy, I appreciate you getting on board with us, man, and we're excited about what we can do. And we're going to get you a link posted up on makingeight.com, and we're going to definitely start promoting your clothing apparel. You're also looking to do some work with Rank Bull apparel, correct?
Correct, yeah. I do I also carry Rank Bull stuff. I don't have anything up at the moment because they're revamping and coming out with a new line that's going
to make
splashes in our industry. But that'll be up on the website as soon as he comes out with it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So we got 4 or 5 different lines going right now.
Yeah, we got some cool things in the works, man. And I'm glad that, you know, you take the opportunity to really get involved with us, man, here at Make Eight. And we'll team up, man. We'll get it done. We'll get a grip on the clothing line here with Cowboy Fresh. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, listen, man, I know you're at work. I can hear the phones ringing in the background. I don't want to hold you up or anything, but certainly appreciate you taking the time to call, and we look forward to seeing you on the show there tomorrow night with Brendan.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Yeah, make sure you give Brendan a hard time now tomorrow, okay?
Oh, don't worry.
Hey, you know what will help? If you mention Jaylay as his as Brendan's buckle bunny,
oh, yeah.
That would be fantastic,
definitely.
Man. All right, I'll tell you
Alrighty.
What, take care of yourself
right,
today, man.
Scott.
Enjoy the day, buddy. All right.
Bye.
All right there, Bull Riding Rodeo fans. We only got about 5 minutes left in the show. We also want to thank Miss Donna Davis for calling in and send us some shout-outs. You know, the phone lines are going to be open all week long. That's right, all week long. And, you know, we're definitely promoting Veterans Week right here on MakingEight.com. So y'all continue to keep getting over there. And, you know, make sure to get over and check out CowboyFresh.com. They have got some of the best lines. They've got some awesome clothing there. It's kind of the new age stuff for bull riding and rodeo. So if you want to get your hands on it, go check out CowboyFresh.com. Rodeo fans, we got about 5 minutes left in the show here. One of the things I also wanted to talk about, you know, the PRCA finals, just like Austin was saying, they've got the NFR coming up here December 2nd through the 11th. So if you guys are out in that area, make sure to go check them out. And of course, Dustin Elliott, we saw him at the PBR World Finals. He's going to be out there and several other high-class bull riders as well as athletes just in general. So make sure y'all go check them out. PBR Touring Pros got their schedules out now, so make sure you go look in there and definitely get a grip on some of those Touring Pro events. Make sure you get out there and enjoy them. Hopefully y'all get enough emails sent out to the PBR and maybe Making Eight can get out to a couple and do some live video broadcasts. How about that? Wouldn't that be a cool thing? Get out there and start covering some of those Touring Pro events. We've also got, you know, I just saw on the CBR website, CBR is debuting their first event ever at the daddy of them all, Cheyenne Frontier Days, July 25th and 26th. They're going to be hosting an event out there. So don't forget, make sure you get out there and go check them out. Should be a good time there. But fans, I believe that's going to do it for today's show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Oh, you know what? Almost forgot our cowboy logic of the day. That's right. You know, we couldn't have a show without our cowboy logic, and we missed it on Thursday. We got sidetracked, and, I mean, we were running all kinds of sideways here last night. I was so excited about what was going on. But make sure you get out and, you know, think about your cowboy logic for the day. So here it is from you, straight from MakingEight.com. You know, life should not be a journey, but the – life should not be a journey with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty well-preserved body. but rather to slide to a stop, thoroughly used, totally worn out, guns a-blazing, and loudly yelling, wow, what a ride. So you know what? Treat each day like it's your last. Enjoy it, make the best of it, and live it to the fullest. That's your cowboy logic for the day right here from Making8.com. Want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We've got a Veterans Week happening right here. So if you guys have some shout-outs, you guys have some family, friends overseas, we want to make sure you guys are tuning in. Also, the question of the week, who do you think is going to win our first round, our first PBR event this year in January in New York? Call us and tell us what you think, or you can post it right here in our chat room. Fans, that's going to do it for the show today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Until tomorrow, when we're right back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 1 o'clock Eastern time, y'all get a grip. Enjoy the day. We're going to close it out with a military tribute song to our men and women of the armed forces. Here you go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide, and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post.
I can run to Iraq like this.
I can run to Iraq like this.
All the way to Baghdad. Like this.
All the way to Baghdad.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.